Okay, good. All right. So welcome to class, everybody. Nice to have you here. What I'm thinking to do today is actually, so in schema therapy, there's this list of traits of the healthy adult. And I found is written by some guy named written up by some guy named Bernstein, and I found it's just very valuable to just go through the list and just kind of feel into those traits and kind of see those traits in yourself. And then I think as you investigate that, you kind of, in a sense, it's easier to do compare and contrast. So when you get into one of the problematic modes, you're like, oh yeah, look, here I am. This is like this contrast very clearly with this other healthy way of being, and then you can just kind of switch over into the healthy way of being a little bit better. So what I actually think to do is for the first maybe, I don't know, or for the next 10 or 15 minutes, just go through this list. We'll do this visualization, like feel into these healthy traits, kind of try to also really recognize them in yourself, see what they feel like when they're activated, etc. And then I'm actually kind of not quite sure what we'll do for the second half. Okay, so let me get ready. Take 1 second. So just go ahead and keep meditating while I get situated. Okay. And so we'll do our, you know, guidance of coming into of kind of relaxing, settling the body, etc. So go ahead and sit up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Then starting to settle in. So let's take 3 deep breaths. So go ahead and inhale very, very deeply. And retain the breath below the navel. Now exhale. Okay, now inhale very, very deeply. Retain the breath. Now exhale. And again, inhale very, very deeply. Retain the breath. And exhale. Okay, good. Now we'll do a body scan. So feeling the feet, legs and hips. Feeling the lower abdomen rise and fall. Feeling the chest expand and contract. Feeling the shoulders and upper back. Feeling the arms and hands. The head, neck, and face. Now take a deep, deep breath. Feel the whole body all at once. Now exhale, feeling the whole body exhale all at once. Okay, good. So now we'll start with the meditation, which again is, I'm just going to go through Bernstein's list of 48 personal strengths. So I'm just going to read them out, and all you're going to do is kind of feel them in the body, kind of recognize, okay, this is part of my healthy adult mode, my best self. Feel into it, kind of allow the image thoughts, internal talk that would be associated with the words, let them arise and kind of really recognize them and set the intention to keep recognizing them and cultivate these qualities. Okay, good. So, authentic. Stress tolerant. Able to self-reflect. See that. Assertive. Creative. You know, keep seeing all this play out, this imaginal scene. Listen to yourself, hear yourself, feel yourself. And all of us have all of these qualities. Resourceful. Centered. Well balanced. Stable. Resilient. Flexible. Self-controlled. Patient. Self-disciplined. Self-nurturing. Taking good care of yourself. Healthy. Realistic. When needed, objective. Now, the next few are going to be around connection. So, empathic. So, imagine that. What does that look like for you? Perceptive. Understanding. Compassionate. So that means to have an interest and understanding for the suffering of others and wish that that decrease for them. Kind. Caring. Also funny, witty, playful. Grateful, appreciative. Imagine what that's like for you from your healthy adult place. Wise, learned, even spiritual. Keep contemplating that, those parts of yourself. Okay. Now what we'll do is I'll go through a list of the more problematic modes very briefly, just an overview, and then we'll do the kind of some version of these this kind of schema mode repatterning meditation. So just stay in the meditation. So we've gone over in great detail the healthy adult mode. And now we'll go over the more problematic modes. So now bring up, what does your vulnerable child mode feel like? There might be like lonely aspects to it, and like abused, confused, etc. Notice what that's like. Okay, now let's go into the three different groupings of coping modes. So overcompensation. This could be like a perfectionistic overcontroller, kind of like a workaholic mode, even kind of like a grandiose mode, an aggressive mode. And then as we're going through these modes over the next, let's say, 5 minutes, pick the mode that resonates the most and work on that in the guided meditation that we'll do in about 5 minutes. And then the avoidance modes, so spaced out protector, angry protector, emotionally shut down the modes, self-soothing, a detached mode. And then the compliant surrender type modes. This is kind of where you just go along. It's kind of a really low energy state. You just quit fighting. You kind of subjugate yourself to either the negative belief or the negative situation that you're in. And then there are the negative interject or negative parental type voices. So demanding parent voice, critical parent voice, guilt-inducing parent voice. So go ahead and just pick one of the, say, 10 modes that we've gone over so far and figure out which one you want to work on. Okay. So again, bring up the mode that you want to work on. Name it. Name it in a way that's personal to you. Feel it in the mind. What are the mental states that arise for you when you're in this mode? And here you just want to see this clearly with curiosity and interest. What's the signature of the mode? Is there a certain kind of set of mental and physical states that arise when you're in this mode? What does it feel like in the body? And also notice how you can see all of this very clearly right now. And now anticipate how in the future, when this mode arises for you, you will also see it much more clearly. And there's a sense of competence and even mastery that arises from that recognition. Now, these are just a few inquiries. Just go with the ones that resonate for you. Where did this part or this mode come from? Often these modes are a means for emotionally self-regulating around some sort of unmet need or some kind of schema or belief. What is that unmet need or schema or belief? Just investigate that loosely. And also, there's no judgment here, there's just interest. Curiosity. And now see how this mode relates to maybe some sort of belief about self or unmet need. And also see how this is just conditioning. That's all it is. Just stimulus and response. There's nothing personal or special about how you responded. It's just learning. And now it's really important to be fair-minded and see things as they are. So it's important to also contemplate the benefits of you getting into these modes. So this mode you get into, there are benefits. So let's sincerely and fair-mindedly contemplate those benefits. See why it is that you engage in this mode. And we're not doing this in some sort of ironic way. We really want to see it as it is, with just curiosity. Now, earlier we worked on developing the adult mode, the healthy adult mode. So now let's do a little bit of chair work. So imagine the more problematic mode that you're dealing with is in one chair, and then your healthy adult mode is in another chair. What would your healthy adult mode say to this other mode, or what would the other mode say to your healthy adult mode? And here, let's just make this a conversation of interest and investigation, no pressure. That's right, keep going. Does this mode or does the healthy adult mode have any concerns, any fears that might be best aired and discussed at this moment? That's right, keep developing the dialogue. And now the next few steps might seem like a little, like it might encourage a little bit of being judgmental, but that's not the point. The point is just understanding cause and effect. So now think about when this mode gets going. And now investigate what are the causal unfoldings, what are the effects that come about? What does this look like when it starts manifesting? So what does this look like in your work life? And we'll go through different areas of life. So you're in this mode, it's kind of been triggered. And now how does this affect your work life? And again, you're just like an anthropologist, you're just interested. No judgment, no harshness. What does this look like in your social life? So you get into this mode, and then there are certain patterns that arise in your social life. What's that like? Map that out. Just with total interest, no harshness. Keep looking at that. Look at those details. And also notice how predictably it follows a pattern. And also by seeing this pattern, there's even a sense of mastery and confidence. It's like, oh yeah, I totally recognize this. I see how it unfolds. Okay, and now let's look at your internal life, like your kind of internal mental and emotional life. So you get into this mode, and then the mind is a certain way. Certain beliefs come up, certain thoughts, certain emotions. See those now, study those. And again, there's a pattern. And bring up this sense of happiness that you can see and understand your mind, that you see the patterns. Oh, this is interesting. Now, let's go ahead and look at the effects that getting into this mode has on your personal explorations, like your explorations that you find personally meaningful. No judgment, just interest. Okay, now imagine what it would be like to be totally free from these modes, from the mode that we've been looking at. Imagine this with as much detail as possible. What are the possibilities? What would be available to you if you didn't engage in this mode? What opportunities? What way of being? Okay. And now have the other parts of yourself see this mode and see how there's really nothing to reject here. This mode has actually has been very helpful to you. It's an adaptive response to some sort of conditioning that you had in the past. So have all your other parts see this part. And now notice how it's so clear. You don't need to repress out of conscious awareness this part. There's space for this part. Okay, good. Now we'll do the kind of more emotionally corrective experience piece of the meditation. So now ask yourself, what is the belief? We identified it earlier, but what is the belief that underlies this part, this mode? Now look back into either childhood, adolescence, earlier adulthood. And find some experiences, some events where you learn, or rather one, find one experience or event, memory, where you learn this belief about yourself and the world. Also, this can be a reconstructed memory. It doesn't have to be a real memory. Then go into that scene and notice what it's like. It's probably pretty unpleasant. Notice where you are, who you're with, how old you are. And now have the imaginal parents come into the scene. They can either remove you from the scene or you can stay in the scene. But now they're going to take care of you. soothe you, support you. And also you feel very seen and understood. And based on this understanding that they have for you, they soothe you, comfort you in just the right way. So go ahead and develop that scene. That's right, keep developing the scene. Shape it and reshape it such that you get your needs met. That's right. And now it might make sense to, at this point, go back to this original scene with the imaginal parents and confront the situation and actually rewrite that earlier scene. This rewriting of the earlier scene might look lots of different ways for you. But if somebody treated you poorly, you could confront that person. The imaginal parents could confront them, and they would acknowledge what they did and apologize. But again, just write, kind of rewrite the scene in the way that you see fit. Keep developing the scene. Do you really feel supported, seen, known, and also you know that you're blameless? So just keep developing the scene. Now notice how the mind is broadening. The mind is more open. Notice how you can take in more information. Notice how this time that you kind of learned this toxic lesson, that it's just a moment in time. It's just an experience. It's not even all that relevant to you as a person. It's not really personal in a certain way. In another way, it is. See how you don't need to carry this anymore. And also see how in this state where your mind is open and broad, see how you can take in other information that actually contradicts this belief. There's actually lots of information, lots of memories that you have that you can see how, yeah, this belief is not even true. Even the way the imaginal parents have treated you here disconfirms this belief. Notice that. Open up to that now. Really taking that in. Okay. Now letting that go. And we're just going to do one brief exercise before we end the meditation. So now look back at this original, at the original piece of suffering that you were looking at. And reflect on how common this is. So many others have had these same difficult experiences and then responded in just the same way that you did. See that? Open up to that. And there's a sense of camaraderie. It's like, oh yeah, we're all in this together. Now on the in-breath, reflect on their suffering, on how this has been very confusing and difficult for them. And on the out-breath, send them peace and well-wish. On the in-breath, reflecting on their suffering, and on the out-breath, wishing them peace, recovery, wellness. Keep going. Okay, good. And then go ahead and wrap that up. Now bring the attention to the rising and falling of the abdomen. Now open the eyes halfway, but then keep following the rising and falling of the abdomen. And now open the eyes entirely and you can let go of the meditation. Okay. How did that go for people? That was kind of a little bit different from usual.
I'll go. Thank you, Cedric. That was very helpful. And and I had emailed you about psychosis issues. And so then I felt like today I was able to work on that stuff better. And there was the idea of the two chairs. I've always I like that stuff anyway, but then this was a really good way to use it. And I was able to make contact with something that was extremely painful from the past in that way. And that was also getting to the psychosis stuff I had mentioned. So it was a way to start working on that pain. And it was really, really helpful. So, thank you.
Great, sure. And also let me just say, I'm not an expert on psychosis. I don't really know how to deal with it, frankly. So let me just say that. Okay. Any other comments?
Hi, Cedric. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, Hamza.
So just wanted to say, first of all, the chair thing was really, really insightful. One of the moments that I was in, the hurt child mode was really triggered, and the feelings that came up were really overwhelming. But having the conversation with the healthy adult mode was also very soothing. Yeah. And towards the end, when the parents came in to console, so that was a pretty good experience. So yeah, this new thing really worked. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Thank you, Hamza. Yeah, this chair work is like the thing of like, okay, just have these different parts see each other, talk to each other. It's like, in a sense, like really simple. There's nothing to it, but it totally works. So. Well, cool. Let's go ahead and end it there. So anyway, all righty. Okay, all right. See y'all next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Yeah, bye. Yeah.